Hello and welcome to my tutorial on how to upload previously recorded video content to Azure Media Services. So why should you care about this? Well, in our previous tutorial, I illustrated how to take content that you're live streaming across the internet. Perhaps you're playing some classic video games and you want people to be able to see what you're doing and your commentary as you're doing it. Well, you can use something like Wirecast or Open Broadcast software to record that content live, pipe it out to Azure, and then give a URL or an endpoint where people can go to a website, visit your video feed, and see it in real time. Really, there's about a 4 or 5 second delay, just like there is on standard broadcast television, but you can interact with your audience. But what happens if you already have previously recorded video content and you want to serve that across the internet? Well, sure, you could say, hey, let's just give somebody a .mp4 file and have them play it inside of HTML5. That's great. But there's a variety of different formats and encoding standards that you can use today to stream video, not only through the internet as HTML5, but also on different platforms like iOS and Android, each of which will often have their own recommended or required video standard. So for example, Apple prefers their HLS format. So if I was going to serve my video to these different formats, I'd have to work with a video player. For example, I use a lot of HTML5. I'd have to grab a video player, like Microsoft has an open source video player that'll handle a lot of content fallback. So it will determine which video or which platform someone is currently running on, as well as the type of video you want to deliver. So a lot of work for you to kind of do by hand, especially if I'm just working with one video type. So say I have a .mp4 and I want to convert it to adaptive bitrate instead of something like progressive streaming. Well, I could do that with something like Handbrake, but then it turns to a project, especially when I have to do this for multiple video files, especially if they're larger, because it's a very CPU-intensive process. So now, just encoding this video content can take many minutes or hours, and it really locks up my machine, so I don't have an opportunity to work on anything else at that point. So what we've done with Azure Media Services is you now have an opportunity to upload this video. You can do it inside your web browser of your choice. And you can choose the encoding configuration that you'd like to use. I'm going to show you how to do this with MP4 and use adaptive bitrate streaming. So on my Azure portal, I logged in. I had a media service that I had created. You can find out how to do this in my previous tutorial. And we see it called Microsoft Test Stream. Click in here. And the first thing I want to do is go up here to Content. So in Content, once this finishes opening up, I'm going to want to upload a new video file. So I hit Upload. I'm going to browse for a file on my desktop. So from local, the first thing I'm going to do is go to Video. And here we go, Big Buck Bunty. So if you're familiar with video streaming on the internet, you must have seen Big Buck Bunty before. It's the standard test video, we'll say. So you see, I have the option of uploading it from local, so I can take it from a thumb drive or from my desktop machine, or I can go over to storage. If I have a storage account, perhaps Blob Storage within Azure, so it's, if it's in the same account, so if I have this under dvoils at microsoft.com, and it's in the same geographic region, so perhaps East US, I can see that storage account and grab video from there. So right now, I'm just going to call this Big Buck MP4 Source. So I'm going to upload this. You can see at the bottom of the screen now, it's starting to upload this video content. And there we go. I have a MP4 up here. You see encryption, unsupported. So I don't have any sort of copyright protection on here. I'm going to leave that off for now. And also you see I have a publish URL, currently not published. So I could hit publish, and this would give me a .mp4 that I could play inside the browser, but that really defeats the whole purpose of doing this. Right? I could just take this and store it in Azure Blob Storage and be doing the exact same thing for right now. Instead, I'm going to highlight the video, go down here to Process, and I have a number of options. The first one is the processor. I have Azure Media Encoder, Indexer, and Premium Workflow. For now, I'm just going to use Azure Media Encoder. But the encode configuration, this is where the real magic happens. So we have a number of options right here. We have presets for adaptive bitrate streaming. This is what I'm actually going to work with. And what adaptive bitrate does is it breaks your video up into small chunks and uses something called an app manifest. So in real time, as your video is being played on the internet, your video player is going to look at how quickly your internet connection is currently working. So if it realizes, hey, you're suddenly only getting 200 kilobytes a second, I'm going to give you the low quality video feed. But if after a few moments it realizes that you are downloading about 4 megabytes a second, it's going to change the track or the video that it's looking at and say, hey, I'm going to give you a nicer quality video that is less pixelated, has more colors, more detail, and better audio quality. So that is called adaptive bitrate streaming. So what this is going to do is encode my video 3 or 4 different times, and the video player, I'll leave it up to that, to read this app manifest text document, and it will jump back and forth between the appropriate streams. This way you can give the best user experience possible for the end viewer. We also have progressive download, and it uses also the H.264 container or video format. And what this does is, surely you've seen something like this on YouTube, where you have to wait a few minutes for your video to buffer, or that is, download a bit of the video before you can start watching it. So what that's doing is it's giving you a bit of space, and as you're watching the video, it's continually going down the feed and grabbing more and more video content for you. That's nice, but it can be a bit disruptive to your end user because they often have to wait and perhaps they think something is broken. So for right now, what I'm going to use is H.264. I'm going to set it at 720p. Okay. You see, it's creating an encoding job for media content. So nothing's going to change inside my content portal just yet. What I'm going to do is actually look at the jobs, right? Because we see, actually, it just popped in there. It gave me the new name, the size, unavailable. And it's unavailable at the moment because it's currently processing this as a job. So let's go over to our jobs and see what's happening behind the scenes. Here we go. You see, I'd done this earlier today, so let's get rid of that one. But right now, I have Big Buck and is currently processing. And you can see encoding task currently at 0%. The first time I saw this, I thought maybe it's getting hung up. I don't know what it's doing. It's just taking a minute to spin up the web roll that's going to take this and work on the video. So now there is a virtual machine somewhere in the cloud that is crunching this video and saying, okay, I'm going to spit out this video as well as an app manifest in several different qualities. But again, it's a very CPU intensive process, so it might take a little while for it to start. In just a moment, we'll see this change from 0%, and that's how I know it's actually getting this task off the ground. So I did it with this video a few moments ago, and it took about a minute or two for it to start, and then about a minute or two for it to process. Now when it's finished, I can go back to my content tab, and I can see that video. I'll need to publish it first before I can actually give it to other people to view, though. So I'll wait here in just a moment for it to start. See, there we go. Skip to 29%, and it'll start to chunk as it goes along here. Now that we're done, we can see that the encoding task at 100%. So let's go back to our content tab. And we can see the size difference between these two files. So zoom in, the original source is 3.17 megabytes, and the new source is 32.58. Well, what happened? Well, in the meantime, while this was processing our video, it actually spit out several different versions of the video. It spit out a low quality, a middle quality, and a very high quality tier. So now, again, the video player in HTML5 is going to start reading this video and determine which tier or which stream to look at. But you can see it's still not published, so no one can watch this even if they wanted to. So let's zoom out here. I'm going to hit publish at the bottom of this page. And just a moment's going to finish. There we go. You see on the right hand side here, it gave me a publish URL. So I'm going to copy, but I want to make sure this works first. So let's go down, hit play, and have a little Azure Media Player right here. I hope you're all familiar with Big Buck Bunny. Okay, so I know it works. But I want to test out that it works inside of an actual video player that I can use. So we have our Azure Media Services player, which is free. You can go online and get it at amsplayer.azurewebsites.net. So go to this player. I'm going to change the video feed that it's looking at down here. Copy and paste in the name of the video I just got, right? bigbuck.ism. Remember I told you it's looking for a manifest file? You can see right here, the URL should always end in .manifest. So, let's hit update player, cut down, and there we go. There is our Big Buck Bunny playing inside of his video player. So see, it's currently using Microsoft Smooth Streaming. And I can take this video player, use it inside of my own HTML5 player. So a website, or perhaps I can even wrap it, make something in Cordova, and I am good to go. So that's all it takes to take one video feed, or one video you already have, and have it use adaptive bitrate to change the quality in real time and give your users the best experience possible.